Now, 100,000 international visitors are expected in Ireland over the coming days for the St. Patrick's festivities. Usually this weekend marks the start of the traditional tourism season. However, figures for the start of the year showed a marked decline in the number of international visitors. Owen O'Mara Walsh is the CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
From the soundings you've been taking, how is the St. Patrick's weekend likely to compare to previous years?
Well, I think the St. Patrick's Festival weekend is traditionally the start of the tourism season. We expect a really exciting weekend in Dublin, and around the country. There's probably going to be about 500,000 people at the Dublin Parade. And about 100,000 of those will be international visitors, which is very exciting. It's worth over 120 million euro to the economy. And I think the really interesting thing is there's a billion eyeballs on Ireland this weekend because of St. Patrick. So we're in the shop window.
Mm-hmm. We know, though, that those CSO figures for January, and those are the latest available figures, they showed a significant decline in foreign visitor numbers. They were down 25% on the previous year. Why was that, do you think?
I think the main reason was the Dublin Airport passenger cap. So you'll know this because I'm sure you've covered the subject a lot. But there is a passenger cap. There's a limit on the number of arrivals into Dublin this winter. That's had an impact on tourism. We're not overly alarmed by the January figures because January is what we call a thin month. It's only about 5% of the overall year. But we'll be keeping an eagle eye on February and March. And certainly that Dublin Airport passenger cap, we are an island after all. It needs to be lifted if we're going to see a successful tourism year.
Are there signs, though, that people are starting to use the other airports?
Yeah, I mean, Cork and Shannon in particular are having a good time. They've seen significant increases last year and they've seen increases year to date this year. But any success at the regional airports, any growth at the regional airports will never compensate for lost business at Dublin. I think that's what we've got to keep in mind. It's not a kind of, they're not mutually exclusive. So we need a strong Dublin and we need strong regional airports. As an island nation with no tunnels or bridges or roads off the island, we need access. That's the key thing for tourism to prosper. And at the moment, we have a huge access handbrake at Dublin.
We're living in uncertain times. Is there a danger that this might affect numbers from North America this year?
Yeah, I mean, North America is the star performer of Irish tourism, has been for some time and is expected to be again this year. The good news on the cap is that there's a reprieve over the summer months. There's a stay on the cap due to a legal challenge by airlines. But of course, the cap comes back into place next winter and the uncertainty continues. But because the cap is, if you like, is on stay this summer, we expect a strong summer season from the North American market. And that's great for Irish tourism because they're big spenders. They tour the regions. They stay in fancy hotels, they eat out, they enjoy our cultural experiences. Britain, though, and Europe are likely to be softer because the source economies in those countries are weak. So hopefully we have a strong North American market. But the concern is that if the dollar changed or if some of Trump's trade tensions or tariffs impact the US market, then Irish tourism wouldn't necessarily have the strength in Britain and Europe to compensate.
Is there also an ongoing problem, though, in that Ireland is seen as an expensive destination?
Yeah, I mean, we're a Northern European country, so we're comparable in terms of costs and expense to the likes of Scandinavia or Scotland and so on. The good news is that visitors who are surveyed still think Ireland is value for money. So by no means are we the cheapest destination. We'll never be able to compete on price with, for example, the Mediterranean. But what we have to do is provide a really good, high quality tourism experience to visitors because the visitors are extremely conscious of value. So far, our value ratings are holding up, but we're under pressure. And I think, the cost of running a tourism and hospitality business is significant in Ireland. And the incoming government have prioritised tourism, but there's something in the programme for government that do need to be implemented and implemented urgently. One of them is the VAT reduction on hospitality. The other, of course, is the lifting of the Dublin Airport passenger cap.
All right. I think you've made your point on that one. Owen O'Mara Walsh, thank you very much for being with us.